Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We've made it to draft day! It's finally here! And we are here at the beautiful Dream Bar at American Dream. We're all out of breath because we played laser tag, where I don't know how, I don't know why, but Tommy Lugauer dominated us all. Maybe because he's a generational talent, I don't know. But we are here all day long, leading you right up until the most important draft of your lifetime, the 2025 NFL Draft. And I got to tell you, Tiki, I'm just so happy that we are going to get answers to questions that we've been asking about for 4.5 months.
Well, first of all, you say this is the most important draft of these people's lifetimes. It certainly is not the most important draft of my lifetime.
why do you say that, Tiki?
1997 might have been the best one of my lifetime. For those who don't know, I was drafted in 97, you young folks. I'm glad all these guys are out here, all you people out here. Come say hello to us at the Dream Bar. If you happen to be around Giants Stadium, sorry, MetLife Stadium.
No, you said it right,
T. If you happen to be around Giants Stadium, drop on by. The American Dream is just right across the parking lot.
Can I make you feel old real quick? There are a lot of young people here at Dream Bar. How many people weren't even born when Tiki was drafted?
Most of them.
Does that make you feel slightly old?
No, what makes me feel old is when someone comes up to me and says, you know, when I was a kid, I read your books.
Right. Your brother.
And that happened today. And we wrote those like 20-something years ago.
Crazy.
So it is absolutely insane. But look, this isn't a – it's always an awesome day, draft day, because from a team standpoint, you're going to get made over a little bit. From a player standpoint, these kids are starting to – live their dream. And if they have this desire to be great and they can fit into the right situation, you never know what's going to happen. But this, as we proverbially say, is the first step for a lot of these kids that are coming into the league this year. So I love draft day, even though I hate rookies. And so, and so ultimately, we're going to get some satisfaction after all this talk about what the Giants should and maybe will do.
Well, I think that's the other exciting thing. We have spent months and months debating and speculating what the Giants and Jets should do, what they will do, and we're going to get an answer tonight. Now, one thing I found very humorous was that earlier this morning, I wake up on this draft day, and all of a sudden, I see all over the internet that Joe Shane's son was tweeting out like a video of Jackson Dart. And I couldn't, I kept thinking about this. Like my dad, I love my dad, he's a CPA.
Yes.
If my dad was the general manager of any of the teams I rooted for, and well, by the way, we have a coworker, sort of, in Jody McDonald, who experienced this. His dad was the general manager of the Mets when he was a kid. And in fact,
That's right, Joe McDonald.
And Jody is such a great sports fan. I wonder if Twitter was around, would he have gone on social media and said, boy, my dumb father better not trade Tom Seaver. Like, I don't know. So I do wonder, did Joe Shane's teenage son, who's an opinionated guy, we saw that on Hard Knocks last year, did he actually get the answer of, yes, son, we're really going hard after Jackson Dart? And did he immediately go on social media for two choices? Number one, to say, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. Or number two, to say, my dad is a schmuck. I can't believe he's doing this.
So last year during Hard Knocks, the preseason Hard Knocks, they had a bunch of discussions with Joe Shane at his house.
That's right.
Right, with his wife and his kids. And I feel like in one of those, when the kids came to the office, they asked the kid who he was going to take.
That's right.
And I forgot who he said he was.
Well, Jaden Daniels.
He said he was going to take Jaden Daniels, or he wanted Jaden Daniels.
In fact, Tiki, we have the audio of last year's Hard Knocks when Carson is his name, Carson Shane, started to give his opinion. So take a listen. This is the kid now who's on social media talking about Jackson Dart to get an idea
of.
This was last year on TV. Remember we all watched Hard Knocks? And that's when, John Mara said, I may not sleep at night if we lose Saquon Barkley. So take a listen to the son of Joe Shane, and I think the daughter, too, giving opinions on what dad should do last year during the NFL draft.
Who do you want me to take? Give me a name.
J.J. McCarthy.
Jaden Daniels. Trade up and get him. Why not?
Okay, if Jaden Daniels.
We only get this job once. Let's try to win.
All right.
Jaden Daniels. Carson wants Jaden Daniels. If he's not there, who's your second? Because he's not going to be there.
Drake May or Marvin Harrison or Malik Neighbors. I mean, you can't mess up.
Okay, and then Sid, who do you want?
All the girls want J.J. McCarthy because he's good looking. That's the same thing with Madison.
Who do you want?
I'm just looking at who looks like they would be a good quarterback.
Jaden Daniels, look at him.
He knew it, man.
They all wanted Jaden Daniels.
That's right.
There was something else he said. One of the kids said. I don't know who said it. Maybe it was Carson. He said, you only get this chance once.
That's right. He ain't wrong about that.
I know, man. He knows the fallibility of missing.
So
right?
Did Joe Shane tell his son, this is who I'm gunning after? Or is his son going rogue on social media to give his opinions?
I'm trying to think. If I ask my daughters, who are here, Brooklyn and Tegan are here with the rest of the crowd, and I ask them, who should the Giants take? They would have no idea. Brooklyn, who should the Giants take? No, she has no idea.
She gave a shrug. She gave a shrug.
I don't know. So he must have been talking about this with them in some capacity, or at least they were listening to him. So is that commonplace? I'm sure it is. But I think his kids just might be dialed in because they love football.
Yeah, I think that – I was giving this a lot of thought this morning. I think this is all a ruse. And I think everything we've witnessed over the last few weeks around the Giants has been a ruse. Follow the bouncing ball on this one. Over the last 48 hours, there have been signs with Jackson Dart. There was a report this morning the Giants are focused on Jackson Dart. Joe Shane's son is on social media, and he's got a video of Jackson Dart. Would the New York Giants be dumb enough, and I'm actually going to say no, despite the lack of wins over the last few years, would the New York Giants be dumb enough to just outwardly leak who they're going after? And the answer is no. Leaks are done for a reason. They're done strategically.
So what would be the reason for this?
Well, then? That part I haven't figured out, Teek. I don't know why, but there's no way after all of these months of analyzation and keeping things, you know, close to the vest, and all of a sudden, at the last second, it's coming out from the GM's son. We want Jackson Dart.
Yeah, but other,
I don't buy it other, at all.
Other people are suggesting this as well.
Yeah,
that Jackson being, Dart is a target for them.
But don't you think that's being leaked too, Teek?
I don't know, but I don't think it's they're picking Jackson Dart at number three. I know we went through the scenario yesterday about the top four or five picks, and Jackson Dart somehow was in the top five.
Right.
And it's because the Giants have an affinity towards him. But I think if they're going to get Jackson Dart, it's going to be the traditional way. Draft the guy you really want, the blue chipper, which is Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, and then trade back in because you have such a high second-round pick and come back into the first round and go get Jackson Dart. Wherever that is, it's worth whatever it's going to cost.
But, Teek, that's why none of this makes sense. So, again, the Giants are picking at number three. And I have been saying for months I think it would be Shedeur Sanders, but I'd be lying to you.
Your brain thinks it's going to be Shedeur Sanders.
My brain has thought that for 4 months, so I don't want to change that on the day of the draft.
And a show decision is on the line.
No, I know.
The Giants don't take Shedeur Sanders.
That's right.
I get to make a show decision.
I don't know what it's going to be, but it's probably going to be very bad for me and maybe good for the audience. Who the hell knows? But I just think that picking at number three, all the signs over the last week has pointed to Abdul Carter, and they're probably going to be right, which means a quarterback is going to be taken later in the first round, like you said, with them trading up.
Right.
We're potentially getting one at the start of the second round. And there are a few quarterbacks in that mix, maybe the falling Shedeur Sanders, maybe Jackson Dart, who you talked about, maybe Jalen Milroe. Identifying Dart as the guy you want when you're not even going to pick him at three doesn't make any sense.
Well,
because the Saints may scoop him up. The Steelers may scoop him up. That's why this whole thing feels like a giant misdirection.
But it
everything about it is a misdirection being leaked by the Giants, being leaked by Shane's son. I don't buy it at all. In fact, I'm telling you right now, the day of the draft, Jackson Dart will not be a New York Giant.
I wish we weren't.
It won't be.
I wish we weren't so busy playing laser tag here at American Dream, because we could have listened to Thomas Dimitroff, who was on with BT and Sal. And BT and Sal, I don't know what they ask him, but I'm sure they ask him about building a team. The team that he used to build for was the Atlanta Falcons. So I look at the Falcons, they're at 15. I look at the Colts, they're at 14. I look at Miami, they're at 13. Dallas at 12. None of these teams, San Francisco's, none of these teams need quarterbacks.
Correct, yes.
And so if you're the Giants and you haven't heard from them, whatever that means, heard from them regarding potential trades in the draft, you leak something like, hey, man, we might want to come back in and get Jackson Dart. And then so now Atlanta reaches out and says, hey, We got 15. He's probably not going to make it to 21 because that's where the Steelers are picking.
Right.
You want to come jump trade picks with us and do something else down the line, second round pick or future whatever. We'll do that. So it's just I think it's a way to create interest from teams that you haven't heard from yet.
So you think the leak is being done to show these teams, hey, we're interested?
If it is a leak.
Yeah, I think it is because you got the Sun putting it out there. You've got reporters putting it out
there.
Yeah,
but think about
that. That's become like a believable thing over the last 48 hours that the Giants want Jackson Dart.
I'm trying to think of what secret you could possibly have that, I don't know, maybe Juan Soto is just, he got his money and he's chilling right now. And that's why he's not playing so well.
And I failed the assist yesterday, too.
And you knew this.
Yeah.
And you absolutely knew this.
Yes.
And your son put it out there.
Yes.
Jet put it out there on social media.
I'd ground him.
Right. Why would he do that?
Well, if I was playing,
why would Jet do that to you?
If I was playing.
Unless you told him to.
Well, that's my point. Yes, I would tell Jet. He's 8, so I'm not letting him on social media. But I would tell him, put this out there because these idiots out there are going to say, ooh, Evan's son said this. That means the Mets are going to do that. It's all misdirection, and that's why I'm so excited about tonight because I feel like for the last 3 weeks specifically, it's all been misdirection.
Right.
Everything that's put out there is not because that's what a team plans on doing. It's being put out there to play these games. And I don't know what the end game is. Like, what's the goal of it? Is it to get a team to trade up? Is it because you want to trade back? Is it because you're eyeing someone else? I don't know that part, Teague. I'd be pretending if I did.
Yeah.
But I am sick of the lies. I'm sick of the purposeful leaks. And I'm just excited that tonight, after 8 o'clock, not only are the Knicks going to be down 2-1 against the Pistons. Yeah. What up?
Wow.
But
I got cheers, by the way.
All
25 Net fans made it out to the
I'm telling you.
Boos!
I mean, this guy has a Knicks jersey on, so.
Yeah, but even he knows.
Why didn't you boo him right now? You just should have just booed him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He's got his kids.
So he feels bad.
He doesn't want to make a bad example.
I'm taking advantage of the situation. But we're going to finally get these answers because we've been lied to. Honestly, and I'm not saying Joe Shane's wrong for lying. It's a part of the game.
But you know,
it's all a lie. Everything's a lie.
You're being lied to. You know you're being lied to. It's part of it. It's part of May, March, and April in the NFL. You get lied to.
And here's the ultimate question when it comes to lies, because I think every Giant fan wants to know, are they getting a quarterback, whether it's at 3 or trading back into the first round? Are they going to get a quarterback tomorrow night in the second round? Here's the number one question, and we're going to get it answered immediately. Every indicator says Abdul Carter at number 3.
Yes.
Everywhere you look at the odds at the FanDuel Sportsbook. You heard Thomas Dimitroff earlier today. You ask anyone, Abdul Carter, Abdul Carter, Abdul Carter. Is that a lie? Or is that just the Giants at 3 leaking out the facts, which is that's what they're doing with the third overall?
I think that's he's the best available player at that position if Travis Hunter goes. But if you're the Cleveland Browns, just for a second, and you are trying to build your defense, are you going to get another corner / wide receiver, or are you going to get someone to match with Myles Garrett, right, having bookend superstar stud defensive ends? I think the latter, meaning the defensive ends, is what wins championships. It's what the Giants did. It's what the 49ers tried to do. They've gotten there, but they haven't won one. And so corners, I think, sometimes are overrated because of the system that they get put in. I think the Cleveland Browns, as much as people are saying they're on Travis Hunter, they're actually going to draft Abdul Carter.
Oh, really?
Which is going to leave Travis Hunter for the New York Giants.
So you are saying this swerve is coming.
Yes.
That the lies have been
It's going to start immediately in this draft.
And it's the lies coming out of Cleveland about Travis Hunter, Travis Hunter, Travis Hunter. Oh, wait, don't look.
Right.
Abdul Carter. By the way, I want to answer your question. What gives you a better chance to win, the guy who can play corner, wide receiver, the edge pass rusher, put next to Myles Garrett? The answer is neither. The answer is a quarterback. Now, the reality is, it seems like most teams just don't believe
in
these quarterbacks.
I think it's also a quarterback.
No, it is a quarterback.
Tell me a great prospect quarterback who went to a bad team and then won a Super Bowl.
Who won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hold on. I got to think about this.
Exactly. I mean, it doesn't exist. You have to have a good team.
But you can change a franchise. Jaden Daniels changed a franchise. C.J. Stroud changed a franchise. Josh Allen helped change a franchise. So I get it. Winning a Super Bowl is the ultimate goal, but changing a franchise can happen with a franchise quarterback. Now, look, the perfect counter to me is, hey, the Browns and the Giants don't believe that Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe are those franchise quarterbacks. Right. And it'll go back to the point I made 2 weeks ago to you, 3 weeks ago to you, and I'll make it again. Would you rather have a good-to-average quarterback or Myles Garrett? And the answer is, in my opinion, a good-to-average quarterback, because they make a bigger impact on winning than even the elite-level pass rusher. And if you don't believe me, talk to me about all the wins the Browns have had over the last half decade.
They haven't.
They haven't, because quarterback play matters.
Sean, I'm confused. Is he arguing with me?
Yes.
About, I don't know what he's arguing
about. Yeah, I think he's arguing that the Giants should just take a quarterback at three.
Here's what I'm arguing.
You want to be right about Shedeur
Sanders. That's it. No, that's what it comes back to.
No, you know what it is? This is a troll.
A deep-rooted troll?
This is a deep-seated, really thought-out troll.
Go ahead.
He wants the Giants to take Shedeur Sanders because he knows he's not good enough.
Yes. That's and not he, yeah, he that wants to talk about
and
for then, 2 years.
And he
this.
Can't
yeah.
wait to say, oh, look at you.
So
Your GM got fired. Your head coach got fired because you took that bum Shedeur Sanders.
I'll prove you wrong immediately. There's another team in this town that we don't talk about, and that's the New York Jets. We got any Jet fans in the building, or is it all Giant fans to see the legendary Tiki Barber? The answer is it's all Giant fans.
Aren't the Jets having a draft party too?
Yeah, I guess so.
It seems roaring at the
so,
moment.
So I'll give you my answer.
She has green on.
Yes.
I don't think that's unacceptable.
No, she couldn't distance herself more from the Jets. No.
I'll say it as the one Jet fan here, and I'll prove it wrong immediately about what you think is a troll.
Okay.
What do I want at number seven? Like, we're the forgotten team, right? We're the forgotten people.
Because you're not trying to win the offseason.
We're not. And they're also very quiet. They're not leaking anything out. Everything's been under the rainbows, if you will.
Kudos to your new head coach.
I guess so. Well, I'll give them kudos when they win something. So I want Tyler Warren. That's who I want.
Mm-hmm.
But what is going to make things very difficult for me this evening is if Shedeur Sanders drops.
I can't wait for
because I want a quarterback too. Justin Fields is a lottery ticket, and I'm great with the lottery ticket. But everything I just said to you about elite pass rusher versus good quarterback, I'd say the same thing for the New York Jets. If Justin Fields isn't the answer, well, I've got to find one.
Yeah.
So what will conflict me tonight is if Shedeur is there at 7 and all the leaks are true and I'm sitting there in bed with my wife with my shirt off, because that's what I do for Jet drafts. I get very nervous.
Nice.
Shirt is off and I'm like rubbing my hands together like, here we go.
Are you serious?
Wait, what? Is she like rubbing your back or something?
No, she just looks at me like I'm a zoo animal.
Oh, got it.
I have to make a choice. Tyler Warren, the guy I want, versus the lottery ticket quarterback. And I'm sorry, you're wrong. I do believe in Shedeur Sanders. I don't care what every scout has told us over the last few weeks. I believe in him. I think he's got a chance to be a very solid to good quarterback in this league. He's accurate. He's a winner. Now, have I been in the meetings that apparently turn organizations off? I haven't.
No.
So I'm telling you this from afar. So it's BS to suggest I don't believe in him.
Right.
Because when the Jets are on the clock at 7, to me there are two choices. I know a lot of Jet fans are going to say offensive line. I'm not going to yell about an offensive line.
That's what you're going to get.
But it's Tyler Warren or the idea that I'm going to find my quarterback.
So the difference is the New York Jets are in a vastly different spot than the New York Giants. You have the ability to be patient. The fan base will be patient with Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji if they miss on their first draft. The Giant fan and the Giant fan base and Giant ownership will not be patient if they mess up and miss on this draft in 2025 because they haven't gotten many of them right. They haven't gotten, as we talked about a couple of days ago, significantly better from 2022 when they had the coach of the year and made a surprising playoff run. You look at that roster then to this roster now, it's not better. And so somebody's at fault, and there's very blame that goes around. Some people will say coaching, even though Dave's won Coach of the Year. Some people will say it's GM, even though Joe Shane had a really good draft last year, at least preliminarily, because it's only 1 year of those guys. So the Giants have pressure to get it right. The Jets don't have pressure to get it right.
So you're right halfway. The administration does not have pressure. The administration can wait and be patient.
Mm-hmm.
I am 41 years old. Joe Beningo is over 70 years old. We're not patient.
You're not winning a Super Bowl next year.
But I want to build the steps to winning one. And what I argued at the top about the Browns and the Giants remains the same with the Jets. You're not winning one without a quarterback. And if I have a chance to find one, I'm going to take my shot. We'll hear from Jet fans. We'll hear from Giant fans. We'll get your calls, 888-808-1019. We will also hear from Bad Tiki. I think this is the first time that Bad Tiki has ever made an appearance, if you will, at a live show here at American Dream. So hide the kids. I'll leave it at that.